I think if you want to get some excitement in your life, you ought to become a leader. How do you influence others? How do you make a difference in their life and the organizations that you're going to lead?
So not everyone's a born leader. They need a little help along the way. What are some of the big mistakes that people make when they are in leadership responsibilities, whether it be, you know, in the workplace or perhaps even at home? They think they've got it down somewhere because they are the designated leader.
Well, I think the biggest mistake is that they don't realize that there's two parts of leadership. One is the visionary direction part, which is where are we going? You know, what are the goals? What are we trying to accomplish? And the leader's got to take a major role in setting those. And once the goals are clear, now the second part of leadership is how do we get there? And that's when you have to philosophically go to the bottom of the pyramid and become the coach, cheerleader, supporter of people, as they're the ones that are going to be accomplishing the goals. So we teach people about vision and direction and implementation.
So say you want to be a leader in the form of your own small business, and everywhere you turn these days, mom and pop businesses are being gobbled up by the big conglomerates. So what's your outlook on those who want to be that entrepreneur, someone who wants to lead and organize their own business?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to find something that you love to do, that you have energy with, because then you'll take the time to be the best. And then you have to find out, okay, how can I make a business out of that? You know, do I want to be a coach? Do I want to be a teacher? Do I have a product that I think people might be interested in? So find something you're passionate about. And then, of course, the big issues in running a business and not getting gobbled up is you need good finances, and so you need to have some people that'll help you get off the ground, and then you got to know about managing and leading people.
All right, and say you're someone who's just now entering the workforce. Yes, you're excited and passionate about what you've chosen to do, but somehow you've got to keep the momentum going. You get into the job place or the job market, and then, you know, suddenly you're kind of disillusioned that, wow, this is a little bit harder than I thought. How do you maintain that kind of excitement so that you can excel?
Well, I think the best advice I've ever given to people is, when you go to a job, find a mentor. Find somebody who's older than you, that's had some experience in you, and ask them if they would be your mentor, because a lot of times we get a job and it's more difficult than we thought and we don't know where to turn. And so a lot of companies don't set that up, so set it up for yourself.